Will you join me in thanking God for Brother Justin and the praise team? Great job, guys. Amen, 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 amen. Listen, I don't know how the preaching is going to be, but the singing's been pretty good, really pretty good. Thank you, Justin. Appreciate that. Well, good evening. How's everybody doing? Amen. Giving obedience to God, my Father, Jesus Christ, who is the Lord and Savior of my life, to your pastor, my friend and brother beloved, Pastor Tim. Thank you for not giving up on me, man. As you say, I was supposed to be here last year, but a woman named Ida came through New Orleans, shut down everything, Kim, in the city, man. All the airport was closed. I could not get up here. And Tim and I have been planning this for a while, and I felt so bad about it because I know how it is when you plan things and plan things and plan things. But that was out of our control, so I'm just so excited, man, that you gave me another chance. But I appreciate that. I'm indeed delighted and excited because I have been invited to be back here with you at Spectacular Sunday Nights in August. As Tim said, I was here 9 years ago when it was a Monday night. I'm just honored that he had me back on this year. Listen, whatever you do, clear your calendar for the rest of this month on Sunday night. What a great lineup your pastor had. He is some of the best preachers across the country, some of the best music across the country, and he's bringing it here to Grace Baptist Church. Let's give it up for your pastor for wanting to give it to you. That's awesome, man. That is awesome, man. Thank you so very, very, very much for this privilege and for this entire opportunity to kick off. I just want to get on first base, but that's all I want to do tonight. Get on first base and let the rest of you. Listen, keep us in prayer in New Orleans. This is a difficult month for us. August is the high month of hurricanes in our city, 2005, a woman named Katrina, Hurricane Ida's wicked stepsister, came through New Orleans and just destroyed us. We had 9 feet of water in our church, 5 feet of water in our home, and then last year, Ida came through. We still are repairing our roof from Ida and some of our classrooms and things like that. So keep us in prayer. This is also always a time of anxiety. So when Tim called me, I said, bro, I want to come back, but put me at the beginning of the month because I just don't know if I'll be able to get here at the end of the month. So I'm honored to be here at Grace. It's an honor to share in the Word of God, and we just thank God for all that God has done. Well, turn your Bibles with me tonight to the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 10. As we share tonight in the Word of God, Mark chapter 10, as we share tonight in the Word of God. Mark chapter 10, we want to look at verses 46 through 52 of that chapter. Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. If you have it, please say amen. Matter of fact, y'all can say amen all throughout my sermon. I'm kind of used to it. Y'all know what I'm talking about, all right? Saying amen to a preacher is like saying sick him to a dog. It gets us going, so I don't mind it at all. I love hearing amens and make me feel like I'm at home. Mark chapter 10, beginning at verse 46, you'll find these similar words. Now, when they came to Jericho, as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Then many warned them to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer, arise, he is calling you. And throwing aside his garment, he arose and came to Jesus. Verse 51, so Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said unto him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and follow Jesus on the road. Our Father and our God, Master, we thank you and we praise you for this incredible opportunity to kick off Spectacular Sunday Nights in August. Thank you for my friend, my brother, Pastor Tim, God. Thank you for his heart of inviting all these pastors and all the music that's going to be happening here every Sunday night. Thank you for all the members of Grace Baptist Church and all the other guests who are here from other churches, God. Thank you for Justin and the music, God. Now, God, do as I ask every time time I stand to preach, God, hide me behind the cross. Let them not see Fred, but God, let them see Christ. To the end, God, that you may be glorified, the saints of God may be edified, Satan may be horrified, and lost sinners will come to repentance. Therefore, God, stand in my body, think with my mind, speak with my voice. Now, be so very careful to give your name all the praise, all of the glory, and all of the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. And for his sake, let people of God say, amen, amen, and amen. And when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began the crowd and said, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. With that text in mind, with that scripture in mind, on this first night of spectacular Sunday nights in August in mind, I want to preach Grace Baptist Church from the title, An Encounter with Jesus. An Encounter with Jesus. For most of us, Grace, it's a weekly routine. Tim, for most of us, it's a weekly habit. Kim, for most of us, it's a weekly commitment. No matter what else it is that you have to do, no matter what else is on your schedule, no matter what else is on your agenda, for many of us, if not most of us, it's a weekly routine, it's a weekly habit, it's a weekly commitment. No matter how busy we are, no matter how tired we are, no matter what else we need to do on our agenda, most of us, it's a weekly routine. For most of us, it's a weekly habit. For most of us, it's a weekly commitment. And the thing, ladies and gentlemen, that many of us, Tim, if not most of us, are committed to is attending church on Sundays, attending worship on Sundays, being in the Lord's house on the Lord's day, whether it's the early service or the later service, we'll find ourselves in church on Sunday. Whether we sit on the left, on the right, or in the middle, we find ourselves in church on Sunday. No matter who's singing, no matter who's preaching, we'll find ourselves in church on Sunday. Many of us, if not most of us, will be in worship on Sunday mornings. We will be in church sharing on Sunday morning, which leads, Grace, which leads, Tim, to a very interesting question for those of us who attend worship on Sunday morning, for those of us who attend church on Sunday evening. And the question is, what is your purpose for coming to worship? The question of the hour is, what is your purpose for coming to church? Well, let me suggest, my brothers and my sisters, that if you attend church for any other reason than to have an encounter with Jesus Christ, you're attending for the wrong reason. I need to say that one more time. If you come to church, whether it's Grace Baptist Church or other churches that are assembled here on tonight, if you attend church for any other reason than to have an encounter with Jesus Christ, you are attending for the wrong reason. And to be honest with you, Tim, that's my concern as a pastor of a local church. That's my concern as pastor. I've been pastoring Franklin Avenue Baptist Church for 35 years, the only church I've ever pastored. I used to be a street preacher. That's why I preach so fast, because when you preach on the street corner, people are moving fast and quick. And so when I came in the pulpit, I never learned how to slow it down. And so if you don't get it, when I said, I don't know if they're recording this, just to get the recording and things like that. But my concern, Tim, my concern as a pastor, I see it week after week, Sunday after Sunday, month after month, is that many people come to Franklin Avenue Baptist Church, come to church Sunday after Sunday, and never have an encounter with Jesus Christ. I know it don't happen here at Grace Baptist Church. I know it don't happen in other Baptists. But many people come to our churches Sunday after Sunday and never have an encounter with Jesus. Yes, you have an encounter with the greeters who welcome you at the door. You have an encounter with the ushers who may assist you in a seat. You may have an encounter with the person sitting next to you. I hope you spoke to the person sitting next to you, because you never know who that is sitting next to you. But you have an encounter with that person. But how many people, Tim? How many people, Grace, how many people come to your church and my church, come to your sanctuary and my sanctuary on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis? How many people come to our church on a regular basis and have an encounter with Jesus Christ, the one who suffered, bled, and died for us on the cross, the one who gave us life so that you and I would have a right to the tree of life? How many come on Sundays to have an encounter with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? And the reason, Grace, that's so critical, the reason that's so crucial, brothers and sisters, is because of what can happen in your life and my life when we come to have an encounter with Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. The reason is so critical, the reason is so crucial, is because of what can happen in your life and what can happen in my life when we have an encounter with Jesus Christ. Like blind Bartimaeus in our text. this man's life, Tim, was never the same after his encounter with Jesus Christ. Therefore, I want to share with you, Grace, I want you to know there's several things about blind Bartimaeus' encounter with Jesus Christ here in the scripture, in the Word of God, in Mark chapter 10. First of all, brothers, first of all, ladies, I want you to notice Bartimaeus' condition. Young people, notice Bartimaeus' condition. Look at verse 46 of Mark chapter 10. The Bible says, the scripture says, the Word of God says, now they came to Jericho as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. Notice, Grace, Bartimaeus' condition. Bartimaeus was physically blind, and he was a beggar. In biblical days, because blind people could not work, they made their living standing on the street corners with a can of their open hand, begging people for money. In other words, they were limited in what they could do because they were blind. Blind Bartimaeus could not see the beauty of the sun rising in the east and setting in the west because he was blind. Bartimaeus could not see the moon reflecting off the Jordan River at night because he was blind. Bartimaeus could not see the beautiful flowers in the Garden of Gethsemane because he was blind. And because he was blind, he could not see things physically because he was limited. Well, my brothers and sisters, I believe the same condition, I believe the physical condition of Bartimaeus is an example of mankind in our society today. Let me say that again. I believe the physical condition of Bartimaeus is an example of mankind in our society today. And that is mankind is spiritually blind. Mankind is spiritual. Think about it. It's not that we can't do any better. We can. It's not that we don't have the answers. We do. It's not that we can't get along. This man is an Alabama fan. I'm an LSU fan. But we're buddies. We can get along. It's not there's no hope for our cities. It's not there's no hope for our states. It's not there's no hope for our country. There is. It's not that crime is killing our men and AIDS is killing our women and lust is destroying our families and lack of respect is affecting our teenagers. It's not that racism is destroying our nation. All those are results of a bigger problem. And the bigger problem is mankind cannot see spiritual things because mankind is spiritually blind. Oh, my brothers and my sisters. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. If mankind can only see that Jesus, Tim, is the answer for the world today. If mankind can only see that Jesus is the answer for the world today. If mankind can see that Jesus is the answer to crime, that Jesus is the answer to drugs. If mankind can see that Jesus is the answer for alcohol, that Jesus is the answer for racism. If mankind can see that Jesus is the answer for despair, that Jesus is the answer for hopelessness. If mankind can see that Jesus is the answer for the world today. But not only was Bartimaeus limited because of his blindness, Bartimaeus, Grace, also faced certain dangers because of his blindness. The danger of being hit by a chariot because he was blind. The danger of being beaten and robbed on the streets of Gethsemane because he was blind. The danger of getting lost in the Bethlehem because he was blind. The danger of being attacked by a wild animal because he was blind. Well, in like manner, my brothers and my sisters, mankind without Christ face certain dangers because they are spiritually blind. The danger of just attending church and not having an encounter with Jesus Christ. The danger, brothers, of not being the priest, the protector, and the provider of your family because you're spiritually blind. The danger of playing with sin because we're spiritually blind. The danger of teenage sex because we're spiritually blind. The danger of extramarital sex because we're spiritually blind. The danger of hanging with the wrong crowd. The danger of not listening to your parents because we're spiritually blind. The danger of abusing your body. The danger of being deceived by Satan. The danger of having religion but no relationship because we're spiritually blind. Now, brothers and my sisters, whatever your condition may be tonight, whatever your situation may be tonight, I beg you, I urge you, I plead with you, have an encounter with Jesus Christ. I'm a living witness. It can make all the difference in the world. It can make all the difference in the world. Which leads to my second point I want to share in this text. Not only notice Bartimaeus' condition, but Grace, notice Bartimaeus' cry. Notice, pastors, notice, brothers, notice, ladies and gentlemen, not only Bartimaeus' condition, but notice Bartimaeus' cry. Look at verses 47 through 49. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good cheer, rise. He is calling you." Look at Bartimaeus' cry. Listen, Bartimaeus may not have had eyesight, but homeboy had insight. You like that? I appreciate that. I saw that. Bartimaeus did not have eyesight, but homeboy had insight. Think about it. He's on this corner every day. And today, Tim, he's asking, "Hey, guys, what's going on in this corner?" The guy said, "What you mean, what's going on?" He said, "Man, I'm on this corner every day. The crowd is bigger. There's more foot traffic. There's more excitement. What's going on? This is a different crowd. This is a different fact. What's going on? I'm on this corner, but something is different about today." And the person said, "Oh, you haven't heard?" So, no. Say, in just a few moments, a man by the name of Jesus Christ is going to be passing by this way. One man said, "Wait a minute. Did you say Jesus?" Say, "Yeah." Say, "Is that fella I've heard that's making the lame to walk?" That's him. "Did you say Jesus? Is that fella I'm hearing about that's making the deaf to hear?" That's Jesus. Is that fella I hear about that's giving sight to the blind?" Say, "That's him." Bartimaeus said, "Listen, in the name of James Brown, please, please, please." When Jesus is in eyesight, let me know when he's close and coming by. And ladies and gentlemen, the people was gathering and they were coming. All of a sudden, here comes Jesus down the road. And they say to Bartimaeus, "Bartimaeus, he's almost close." Say, "Bartimaeus, he's almost close. Bartimaeus, he's almost in front of you." And they say, "Bartimaeus, he's right in front of you." And when Bartimaeus heard that, Bartimaeus said, "Jesus!" I think I woke somebody up in the back. I'm sorry about that. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me." Oh, that's a word for somebody here tonight in Grace Baptist Church. I don't know your condition, or do I know how long you've been in your condition, but I promise you, if you keep calling on Jesus, he will pass by. I say, if you keep calling on Jesus, he will pass by. Sometime he'll pass by in a song, but he will pass by. Sometime he'll pass by in a sermon, Tim, but he will pass by. Sometime he'll pass by in a letter that you did not expect to get, but he will pass by. Sometime he'll pass by in a phone call, but he will pass by. Sometime he'll pass by in a revival meeting, but he will pass by. Sometime he'll pass by in a spectacular Sunday night in August service at Grace Baptist Church, but he will pass by. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, be sure to have an encounter with Jesus Christ when you come to church. Don't let him pass you by. Bartimaeus didn't. Look what happens in the text. The Bible says in verse 48, I love this, "Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out the more, 'Son of David, have mercy upon me.'" In other words, several people in the crowd said, "Man, shut up. We didn't come to hear you. We came to see Jesus. Man, shut up. We didn't come to hear you. We came to see Jesus Christ. I didn't come to hear your mouth. I didn't come to hear you scream. Be quiet." You know what that sounds like, Grace? I don't know about here at Grace, but at Frank, that sounds like some people who come to church on Sunday and never have an encounter with Jesus Christ. They look at you like you're strange because you're clapping your hand, or you waving your hand, or you having a good time to the music and to the sermon. And they look at you like you're strange, but they never have an encounter with Jesus themselves. They say, "It don't take all that. It don't take all that. She don't need to be all that loud. He don't need to be all that loud." And they never have an encounter with Jesus Christ. They come to see who's with who. They come to see what this one got on and what that one's got on. They come to watch, but they never have an encounter with Jesus Christ. Listen, my brother, listen, my sister, don't let anybody stop you from giving God praise and glory when you come to church. Don't let anybody stop you from giving God glory when you come to church. Don't let anybody stop you from calling on the name of Jesus. Don't let anybody stop you from getting what God has for you in church on Sundays. You tell them, that's why I came to church today. I came to church because I need a blessing from God. You tell them, that's why I'm here today. I need God to move in my life. I need God to move in my marriage. I need God to move in my family. I need God to move in my finances. That's why I came to church this morning. I didn't come to see you. I've come to have an encounter with Jesus Christ. I need for God. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. I can't speak for y'all, but I need God to move in my life. I need God to move in my marriage. I need God to move in my family. I need God to move in my finances. I need God to answer my prayer. You got a job. I need a job. You got a house. I need a house. You got your rent money. I need my rent money. You got your truck note. I need my truck note. You got peace of mind. I need peace of mind. You got your healing. I need a healing. Your son's at home. My son's in jail. Your daughter's okay. My daughter's in trouble. You got a car. I need a car. You got your blessing. I need a blessing. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. I'm here to have an encounter with Jesus Christ. And Tim, look what happens in verse 49. Literally blows me away. The Bible says in verse 49, so Jesus stood still. Whoa. Jesus stood still. Brothers, don't miss that. Jesus stood still. Ladies, don't miss that. Jesus stood still. Why? Because he heard a desperate cry. Because he heard a sincere cry. Because he heard a serious cry. Because he heard a trouble cry. Now listen, he's walking down this road, and everybody's saying, Jesus, Jesus. Like in New Orleans on Mardi Gras there. Hey, mister, throw me something. And everybody's saying, Jesus, Jesus. But Jesus kept walking. Jesus kept walking. But all of a sudden, the Bible said Jesus stood still. Why? Because he heard a desperate cry. He heard a sincere cry. He heard a serious, he heard a trouble. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. In spite of the fact that hundreds of others were calling his name, he heard the cry of a man who wanted to have an encounter with Jesus Christ. So the Bible said, the scripture said, the word of God said, Jesus stood still. That's good news for somebody tonight in Grace Baptist Church. I don't know your condition, but I assure you, if you cry out to God, you can stop him. I don't know your situation, but if you cry out to God tonight, you can stop him. Alcoholic, you can stop him. Drug addict, you can stop him. Gambler, you can stop him. Backslider, you can stop him. Church member, you can stop him. Lost sinner, you can stop him. Child abuser, you can stop him. Adulterer, you can stop him. Homosexual, you can stop him. Liar, you can stop him. Fornicator, you can stop him. Racist, you can stop him. Whoever you are and whatever your condition, you can stop him. You can stop him. You can stop him. If you're ready to make a change, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired, if you're ready to stop playing church, if you're ready to stop going through the motions, you can stop him tonight, because you can have an encounter with Jesus Christ. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And it can happen at spectacular Sunday night in August, which leads to my third and final point. And again, Tim, thank you, bro, for having me to come back. Bartimaeus' condition, he was blind. He was limited. He was in danger because he was blind. Look at Bartimaeus' cry. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me. And then finally, look at Bartimaeus' change. Look at his change. Look at verses 51 and 52. So Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said unto him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus by the road. Look at Bartimaeus' change. Grace, what a strange question from Jesus to blind Bartimaeus. Men, what a strange question. Ladies, what a strange question from Jesus to blind Bartimaeus. It was obvious the man was blind. It was obvious that he had been blind for a long time. He'd been on this corner week after week, month after month, year after year. So it's obvious, Jesus, that because he all-knowing knew that the man, he saw that the man was blind. But yet Jesus asked him a question, what do you want me to do for you? Ladies and gentlemen, Brother Tim, I believe Jesus wanted to make sure that Bartimaeus was ready for a change. I believe he asked the question because he wanted to make sure that Bartimaeus was ready for a change. Jesus wanted to make sure that Bartimaeus was ready for his condition to change, for his situation to change, for his circumstance to change. Because the fact of the matter, I've been pastoring 35 years. There are people who come to me on Sundays weeping down the aisle. Oh, Pastor, I want to do different. Pastor, I want to change. And Pastor, I want... And then they say, can you pray for him? And we'll pray for him. I'll tell him our leadership will pray for him. We'll agree and pray for him. And he said, oh, thank you, thank you. He'll go right out of the church and do the same thing over again. There are some people who are not ready to change. There are some people who are not ready to be delivered. There are some people who are just not ready to be set free. I'm in the middle of five kids. So I have an older brother and sister, young brother and sister. My mom is a single parent. My mom and dad were divorced when I was 6 years old. My mom raised five kids, worked two or three jobs, not to make ends meet, but kind of make ends kind of wave at one another. Some of y'all, I know y'all don't know what that means here until a little bit. But my oldest brother, name was Shelby. One of the smartest dudes I ever met in my life. He was a U.S. Marine. He was a musician. He was smart as a whip when it come to technology, but my brother Shelby had a weakness for drugs. Couldn't leave him alone. Go to rehab, get out of rehab. He'd come to our church, Fred, I need you to pray for him. I want to change my life. And there were times my mom wouldn't even let him come in inside the door. He'd knock on the window, say, Fred, let me in, let me in. I say, brother, mama, say, I can't let you in. Come on, bro, it's cold out here. I can't let you in. And before I know it, here come mama walking down the street, and she opened up the door so you can sit, lay here on the sofa. He just didn't want to change. Never forget, Tim, one Wednesday morning, I was at church preparing my Bible study, and the secretary said, Pastor Luda, Shelby's manager of the hotel that he's staying in wants to see you. And I said, oh, that's strange. Why does he want to see me? So I said, invite him. And so he came to me and said, Pastor Luda, I've been knocking on Shelby's door all morning, but he won't answer the door. And I said, that's strange. I'm saying to myself, you the manager, you got a key. So I kind of put two and two together. He said, I just need you to come over to the apartment complex and see what's going on. I called my younger brother, Keith. I said, Keith, something's wrong with Shelby. Meet me at the apartment complex. Do me a favor. Don't tell mama. Don't call mama. Don't let her know. And so we went over there and to Shelby's apartment and to open up the door, and there he was. The cocaine just dripping out of his side of his mouth. Just stiff, cold, one of the smartest men I ever knew. My big brother died to overdose in that apartment. He just didn't want to change. Some people are comfortable in their condition. Some people are comfortable in their sin. So Jesus must ask the question, what do you want me to do for you? What is it do you want me to do for you? In other words, are you ready to make a change? I'm convinced, Grace, the alcoholic can never be set free. The drug addict can never be set free. The abuser can never be set free until they're ready to change their condition. That they're ready to look themselves in the mirror and say, I've got a problem with drugs. I got a problem with alcohol. I want to change my situation. Until they're ready for their condition to change. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, I've come all the way from New Orleans, Louisiana, to Grace Baptist Church to ask somebody tonight, whatever your condition, whatever your stronghold, whatever your issue, whatever your addiction, whatever your situation, you must want to change. Pastor can pray for you every Sunday, but you must want to change. The men's ministry can pray for you every week, but you must want to change. The women's ministry and Kim can pray for you every week, but you must want to change. You must want to change. You must want to be delivered. You must want to be set free. You must want to be saved. Listen to blind Bartimaeus reply at the end of verse 51. Jesus said, what do you want me to do? Listen to his reply. The blind man said to him, Rabboni, I want to receive my sight. I'm ready to change. Bartimaeus was ready to change his condition. Look at verse 52. And Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. My friend, when Jesus heals you, you need to follow him. When Jesus sets you free, you need to follow him. You no longer have to bed on the roadside. You can follow Jesus. You no longer have to live in sin. You can follow Jesus. You no longer have to live a defeated life. Follow Jesus. You no longer have to let the devil abuse you. You can follow Jesus. You no longer have to live a discouraged life. You can follow Jesus. You no longer have to live without joy and live without peace and live without hope and live without purpose. You can follow Jesus Christ. No matter your plight tonight, no matter your condition, no matter your situation, no matter your issue, I encourage you tonight, I beg you tonight to decide to follow Jesus Christ. I dare you just stop coming to church. I dare you just stop coming to worship, but come with expectation. Come with expectation. Come to receive something from God. I dare you to have an encounter with Jesus Christ. I dare you each Sunday, each week, each Sunday night of this spectacular August, have an encounter with Jesus Christ. He's in this service. He's in this sanctuary. He's in this place. Please don't let him pass you by. Therefore, if you're sleepy, wake up. Don't let him pass you by. If you're lukewarm, fire up. Don't let him pass you by. If you're dishonest, fess up. Don't let him pass you by. If you're disgruntled, sweeten up. Don't let him pass you by. If you're discouraged, cheer up. Don't let him pass you by. If you're strained, make up. Don't let him pass you by. If you're a gossiper, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. I got him in my church, bro. Don't let him pass you by. If you got dry bones, get up. If you're down and out, pray up. Pray up, pray up. Don't let him pass you by. Brothers and sisters, as I come to a close tonight, whatever your condition is, whatever your situation is, I have a word to you for you tonight from God himself. Have an encounter with Jesus Christ. Have an encounter with Jesus Christ. Don't let him, don't let him, don't let him pass you by. Let him in today. Let him in today. Let him in today. Let him in to stay. Open up your heart and let the Lord come in. Tim and the Baptist church I grew up in New Orleans, Louisiana, every Sunday when the pastor gave the invitation, the choir sung this song. I'm not a singer like Justin and the team. I'm just going to do a verse of this and then turn it over to him. But I think it fits with my message. Some of y'all may remember. I don't know if they sung it up here in Tennessee. But the song went something like this. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Some of y'all know it. Hear my humble cry. Come on, some of y'all remember it. Why on others thou art called all in. Some of y'all remember it. Do not pass me by. Come on, sing it, sing it, sing it with me. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Oh, hear my humble cry. Let that be your song tonight. Let that be your song. Why on others thou art calling? Please, Lord, do not pass me by. And then the chorus went on to say something like this. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others, while on others, why on others thou art calling? Please, Lord, do not pass me by. Father, I pray that's the plea of so many here tonight at Grace Baptist Church. God, there are some here tonight who need to have an encounter with you. Because, God, their life that can be transformed with an encounter with you. God, if you did it for Barnabas, if you did it for Pastor Tim, if you did it for Fred Luter, you can do it for anyone in this sanctuary on tonight. God, I pray that if there's somebody here tonight that needs to have an encounter with you, that in just a moment when Brother Justin and the praise team were saying, and Brother Tim and the staff would be up here in the front, that they would not be ashamed, would be embarrassed. Don't let pride stop them, but let them walk down these aisles and have an encounter with Jesus Christ. It can make all the difference in the world. In Jesus' name we pray. And first, say, let the people of God say, amen. Brother Justin and the team are going to say, do we stand for the invitation or sit? Let us all stand for the invitation. Pastor Tim and the team will be up here in the front. I'm just going to start it off, and then I'm going to turn it over to Justin and his team. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, don't let them pass you by tonight. Some of y'all came a long way. You drove a long way to get here tonight, the Grace Baptist Church. Jesus is in this place. Don't let them pass you by. No matter your situation, no matter your circumstance, don't let them pass you by. Don't let pride stop you. Don't let what people think gonna stop you. This is your night. This is, if blind Barnabas would let the people stop him, he never would have been healed. But yet he called on Jesus. This is your night. This is your time. If not you, who? If not now, when? In just a moment, the praise team is going to sing. Will you come and respond to the Spirit of God?